新书、旧书，知行英语与您分享一本好书的智慧点滴。
The House on the Mango Street，
芒果街上的小屋，
精彩点评。
When I was in a creative writing class, we wrote many vignettes. And if you are a student in creative writing, you have to get this book and share it with your class and teacher. It will help you understand the importance of writing free verses, for this is the best example of vignettes I have ever seen. The voice of the author...does not sound professional or too fancy, but like the ordinary words people say today. It is a story of our time and a tale for all. My only complaint is that it was too short. I wanted to know more about what Esperanza does and her wishes. I also wanted to know what happened to her after the story.
我以前上创新写作课的时候写过很多小品文，如果你也上这个课，你应该去买一本，你的同学和老师也应该看看，它是我见过的小品文的最佳范例，会帮助你理解自由诗写作的重要性。作者的语言既不过于专业化，也不过于花哨，就像现在人们平常所说的话，这是属于我们这个时代的小说，是讲给所有人听的故事。我只有一个抱怨，那就是它太短了。我想知道更多艾斯佩朗莎所做的事情和她的愿望，我还想知道故事结束后她怎么样了。
Even so, it is pretty plain to see that Esperanza learned how to escape from her cruel world, unlike the people who never knew where she went.I haven't seen such an exquisite story of our modern times since I read The Joy Luck Club about 2 years ago. If you want to read a beautiful story about growing up, living life, and with musical poetry, you must read this book.
不过，虽然如此，我们已经能够清楚地看到艾斯佩朗莎和那些不知道她去往何方的人不一样，她学会了如何摆脱现在的悲惨命运。自从2年前读了《喜福会》之后，我还没有读过像这样细腻的当代小说。如果你想读关于成长、生活，还带点音乐诗情的优美小说，就读读这本书吧。
Great Books by Women, Jessie Larson.
一本伟大的女性写的书，耶西·拉尔森。
Esperanza and her family didn't always live on Mango Street. Right off, she says, she can't remember all the houses they lived in. But the house on Mango Street is ours, and we don't have to pay rent to anybody. Or...share the yard with the people downstairs, or be careful not to make too much noise. And there isn't a landlord banging on the ceiling with a broom. But even so, it's not the house we thought we'd get.
艾斯佩朗莎家并不是一直住在芒果街上，她说一下子想不起所有他们住过的房子。但是芒果街上的这个家是我们自己的，我们不需要给任何人交租，不需要与楼下的人合用院子，不需要小心翼翼地避免喧闹，也没有房东拿着扫帚在楼上敲来敲去。尽管如此，它并不是我们想要的房子。
Esperanza's childhood life in a Spanish-speaking area of ChicagoIs described in a series of spare, poignant, and powerful vignettes. Each story centers on a detail of her childhood. A greasy cold rice sandwich, a pregnant friend, a mean boy, how the clouds looked at one time, something she heard a drunk say, her fear of nuns. Quote, I always cry when nuns yell at me, even if they're not yelling. Unquote. Esperanza's friends, family, and neighbors wander in and out of her stories. Through them all, Esperanza sees, learns, loves, and dreams of the house she will someday have, her own house, not on Mango Street.
通过一系列随性、动人的、有力的小品文，作者描述了少女艾斯佩朗莎在芝加哥西班牙语区的童年生活。油腻的冷山明治、怀孕的朋友、邪恶的男孩、云朵的样子、一个醉鬼的话，以及他对修女的害怕。每次修女冲我吼叫，我就哭，即使他们不叫，我也会哭。艾斯佩朗莎的朋友、家人、邻居从他的故事里进进出出，通过他们，艾斯贝朗莎看到、了解到、热爱着并且梦想着他自己的房子。有一天他离开芒果街后拥有自己的房子。
A poetic story of growing up Latino, Michael J. Maza.
一本关于成长起来的拉美人的诗体小说，迈克尔 J. 马扎。
The House on Mango Street by Sandra Cisneros is told in the first person by Esperanza, a daughter in an urban Latino family. The About the Author section at the end of the book notes that Cisneros was born in Chicago, the daughter of a Mexican father and a Mexican-American mother.Cisneros tells Esperanza's story in a series of 44 short vignettes.
桑德拉·齐斯内罗斯的小说《芒果街上的小屋》，由居住在城市里的一个拉美家庭的女儿艾斯佩朗莎以第一人称的口吻讲述出来。书的最后，关于作者这一部分说，桑斯内罗斯出生在芝加哥，父亲是一位墨西哥人，母亲是一位墨西哥裔美国人。这本书由44个短篇小品文组成。
Cisneros' writing is really beautiful, full of wonderfully vivid imagery. Many of the short chapters are less than a full page in length and read like prose poems. Along the way, we learn of Esperanza's family, neighbors, school,rites of passage and dreams of the future. Cisneros writes with a moving appreciation of beauty, hope, and tragedy. Mango Street is a richly realized world.
桑斯内罗斯文笔非常优美，全书充满了精彩生动的比喻，很多章节都不足一页长，读起来就像散文诗。一路读下来，我们知道了艾斯佩朗莎的家庭、邻居、学校、成人礼以及她对未来的希望。桑斯内罗斯的描写流露出对美好、希望和悲剧的欣赏与感激之情，非常感人。芒果街是一个十分真实的世界。
版权信息：
译林出版社，出版日期2006年6月1号。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。
听力课堂，听 class.com。